How many sermons have I written this week? Technically, by our first reading, this begins the season of stewardship. But as you know, because I know you memorize my sermons, that we do stewardship all year long. But this is the season, and then on your Thanksgiving meal, right in front of your place, you'll see your pledge card in which you'll donate your $1.2 million. But first, let me start with a question. God has told you, mortal, what is good. What does the Lord require?
That you love mercy.
Do
justice.
And walk humbly with your God. How many of you disagree with that? This is a gotcha question, just so you know. How many of you don't disagree necessarily, but in your minds right now you have yeah buts running in there? Yeah, but not here, or yeah, but not there, or yeah, but not here. Yeah? Who wants to admit it? Nobody. Oh, thank you, Kathy. You're going to heaven. You're the only one. Oh. If Dana were here right now, I'd say, Dana, what does intersectionality mean? Dana's not here, so who's going to answer that for Dana? Intersectionality.
This must be a Tuesday morning thing.
No.
No.
It's a just peace thing. Right. Go ahead.
It could be the idea that we all have something in common, even though we're coming from different perspectives and different causes and concerns, and they kind of intersect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no.
Okay.
Aaron. No. You're all touching on really important, and that's a beautiful idealistic. Who had their hand up? Phil.
Connectivity with everyone in spite of differences.
Oh, see, another beauty, but no. Intersectionality says men are paid 100% on the dollar, women are paid 78%. Intersectionality says that women of color are paid 62 and Latinx women are paid 41. The intersectionality is that you have multiple groups affected by oppression that cross. Okay? So we have Black, Native, Latinx women all are going to make different amounts of money because of the ceilings. Understand? Okay, so some groups are more affected by privilege and power than others, right? A white woman is going to be less affected than a woman of color, but a lesbian is going to be more affected than a straight woman. Intersectionality. Got it? You with me so far? Okay, I'm not sure that I'm with you so far, so let me just put that out there. Okay. To be clear, Jesus was the consummate master on trying to eliminate intersectionality. How? By lifting everyone to hear. Okay? So Bartimaeus was a Gentile, not a Jew. And it was going against the grain for him to offer sight to a Gentile. It was going against the grain to offer healing for the centurion's child. It was going against the grain to have meals with the tax collectors. It was going against the grain to meet with the woman caught in adultery. And it was going against the grain for him to finally concede to the woman who was bleeding and the Syrophoenician woman that he would let them be healed also. All of those people had something in common, even though they were not similar necessarily, in that they were marginalized groups. And the only intersection that they had that mattered was the fact that Jesus showed up for them. Amen? Amen. This is supposed to be a sermon on stewardship. So follow me because it is. I just turned the corner into year number 5 in this church. Oh, be careful. Be careful what you celebrate and what you wish for. When I started, I was told, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn because those of you who are here would have known this, that Vista Grande had 2 choices at that time. Having another pastor come, or closing the doors. And you foolishly, I mean you brilliantly, or at least thought you were making the right choice at the time. Right? To be clear, a lot of good has happened here in the past couple years, wouldn't you agree? Yeah. I didn't do that all by myself because as crazy as I can get, I won't do your work for you. But let's take a look at some of the things that have happened, okay? Let's be very clear about some of the things that have happened. Who wants to throw something out? And by out, I mean here, not out in the trash. Open and affirming. Thank you for that, but it happened before I got here. But you're right, and we'll put it there, and I think the rainbow flag kind of gave that away. But, yes. What else? But, hold on.
Just these tables at Inside Out Alley at Breakfast.
There you go. But you now have 2 tables at Alley, and we have volunteers at Inside Out on a regular basis, and we've extended O&A from the LGBTQIA to be very hospitable to transgenders, and not all churches can say that. So let's put that there. What else? Yes?
Just peace.
Just peace. What the heck does that mean?
Good question.
Uh-huh. Okay. Just peace. Just peace. Just peace. Just peace means that Black Lives Matter. Just peace means that we follow the larger church, the United Church of Christ. Just peace means that we are aware of our South American Triangle, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Just peace means that we are aware of indigenous folks and that we are aware of our Jewish brothers and sisters. Just peace means that while not always successful, we certainly try to do interfaith well. Just peace means that no human is illegal. That love is love, women's rights are human rights, and kindness is everything. Amen?
Amen?
That's just peace. What else have we done?
Increased our work with Family Promise.
Increased our work with Family Promise. What else have we done?
Increased our work with One Nation.
What else?
Established the film series.
Helping to have a forum for youth voices, which are often diminished or ignored. Cayenne.
Begun
the intense work of racism. What else have we done? Yes. Increased our help for Los Pobres. What else have we done?
Become a beacon in the conference.
We're not that small. We're a small church, but actually pretty big in the conference. And guess what, campers? National. What else have we done? We've moved into covenantal partners, thank you. And when I got here, I think membership was around 42, now it's 79. What else? We're showing up at the Pride Parade, and we're having fun with that. And doing things with other churches. What else? Showed up at other demonstrations. We are now a visual presence in our community at large. What else? Been protested. That's always a sign of arrival. Agreed. We are becoming more involved with sister churches on the conference, the association, and the national level. What else? Yes. We have a pastor in discernment and an intern. Maybe two. Anyway, what else?
Our choir is awesome.
Our choir is awesome. Pretty good music program. What else? Pardon? New speakers, a new sound system. Thank you. What else? Parking lot looks good. The sound system is, I don't think there was anybody under 65 who did that parking lot. Am I correct about that? Except for Chad Siebert? Yeah. Okay. And the sound system was designed to also meet the needs of hearing impaired, and we have blinds to help with visually impaired, yes.
I don't know if this is supposed to be out public, but I went on the website and I was able to click on a button.
Oh yeah, it's supposed to be public.
Okay.
It's stewardship.
Okay. Well, I was able to click on a button on the website and like fill out a little form to donate money on the website.
Yeah. Check it out. Thank you, David and John Forshee. What else we got? We did. We did a very long and arduous process, which was not a failure. It was an exploration with another faith. What else? Okay. Give yourselves a round of applause. What does it take to do all those things?
Money.
Yeah. Time and money, right? Okay. So, if you were to look at our financials right now, we look to be, John, correct me if I'm wrong, we look to be in the black, right? Yes? Okay. But we are shy how many thousands of dollars in our mission pledges? How much money are we shy from our mission pledges?
According to this,
$2,080.70. Okay, so we're in the black operationally, but our mission pledges are almost $3,000 short, right? Who's paying for that intern?
An anonymous
two donors. One of whom doesn't go to this church. That's $5,000. Who paid for the sound system? An anonymous donor. Okay. Who paid for the parking lot? Started from the grant so that we could get it going. Eventually, you will be paying for it. But right now, we were able to pull from the grant. We just got a new printer because our other one, which was 10,000 years old, died. Who paid for that? The grant. Who sent people on a trip in order to figure out what we're going to do in the next year with regard to our building and possibly moving? Who paid for that? Conference? No. The larger church and the grant. Who is now paying for our students to come and show their films? A grant from the conference. It's a grant. What am I missing? Who's paying for my annuity?
A grant
for one more year only. Here's the come to Jesus moment in all of this. The come to Jesus moment is we've done really, really great. Okay? The come to Jesus moment is we start 30 grand ahead because of a rental. And we've gotten another 30 grand in grants over the last 2 years. Okay? You have to have that information during stewardship. Because we have a both-and situation, don't we? Now, you might ask, what does that have to do with Bartimaeus? And what does that have to do with this horrendous week that happened in our news? Well, I'm going to tell you. In every story of Jesus healing or meeting with the marginalized, what is often mentioned? The person's faith. We have a tendency as Christians across the board to think of faith as a kind of intellectual or emotional exercise. But we have to understand that in this Gospel of Mark, the writer is telling this population who are hearing these stories 40 years after the death of Jesus and are terrified because the temple's been destroyed and the Romans are bearing down and they are discriminated against and they are persecuted. And this person is trying to say to them, no, you know what? You have chosen to follow Jesus. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing that you have chosen to do justice and to love mercy and to follow God humbly with your whole self. But it's going to cost you your life more times than it won't. Sometimes literally, sometimes figuratively, sometimes emotionally, psychologically, financially, timely. It's costly to do it. When we protest, we are at risk. We're going to piss people off. Okay? When we say we're going to be a Just Peace Church and we end up in the paper, we have made a visible sign that we're going to follow Jesus if it's the last thing we do. When we talk about Black Lives Matter or Indigenous Lives Matter or Latinx Lives Matter as they're at our borders knocking on the door because they're starving, we are taking a countercultural approach, which is Jesus, to what it means to be in this world as followers, disciples of Christ in the 21st century. And we can do that just by word, by faith, by action. But if we want to be surviving in this culture, we have to also put our money where our mouth is, and I'm not going to lie about that. We have been able to do all of these things because you have said yes, not to me. You said yes to what you truly hold as dear when you say, I'm going to follow Jesus. You have said that. We are entering into a period of a lot of excitement. You're going to have a vision meeting in 2 weeks where you're going to talk about, hey, where are we going to go? What are we going to do when we know what's going to happen with our renters? And we hit that 2019 mark where we might be staying here or we might be moving to another location. That's exciting. It doesn't have to be scary. We can be nervous. But we have to make some serious decisions about how we're going to be involved so that we can continue to be this outspoken representation of the divine in the world. Amen?
Amen.
And so that's what I'm asking you to think about. When you are going to make your decisions on how you're going to support this church, because let me tell you, you've been doing a brilliant job. The job's going to get harder now. It just is. But look around. Seriously, no, that's not rhetorical. Look around. Every one of you who is here keeps showing up because you're saying yes to what it means to follow me. Not me, him. But you get it. To follow God. You keep showing up. So I want you to take Erica's advice and start to think about what does it mean to come to the table with ideas and what it is and how it is we can be in this world, and how are we going to do it? How are we going to maintain our beautiful relationships with one another in order to make that happen. That's a great challenge. And it's not rhetorical, because in 2 weeks, you'll be doing it. Horrible things happened this week. Horrible, horrible things. We shouldn't have been surprised that they happened. Isn't that horrible? That's the worst part. We should not have been surprised, because the climate right now is one that says, I'm going to diminish the other so that I can feel better about myself. And that doesn't matter if you're Jewish or another religion. It doesn't matter if you're a person of color crossing a border or a person of color here. It doesn't matter if you are a man and a woman in a store down south who gets shot by someone who comes in because they see a black person and they feel like they should shoot them. Did you even hear about that? Okay, good. All of that happened this week. And it's sickening that we're not surprised, right? But what's brilliant is we are all here to say, no, that's not good enough. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure it stops. Amen? So give yourself a pat on the back. Rejoice in what you've done. And then dream about what can happen next. Because this group right here, there's no stopping this group right here. Let the people say, amen.